Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Happy March! In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for March 2024. Before we get into the reading, just know this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like a personalized reading, focusing on your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number four. So for March, we're going to be working with the energy of the 15-6 and fly energy. This is really interesting because when fly energy came through, this actually works really well with the 15-6. Let's talk about the 15-6 first, and then we'll come to fly energy. So the 15-6, there could be some things this month where you're feeling indecisive. You've got to make some kind of a decision, and it could be a big decision. And it could be between your obligations, what you're required to do, your commitments that have to do with your community, your family, your home life, and your desire for freedom, independence, doing things your own way. You might have to compromise this month, and you might have to find ways to do that where everybody wins, right? Where everybody has an equal say in whatever it is that you're looking at. But there could be this feeling this month that sort of everybody needs a piece of you, or everybody sort of needs your attention. People are coming to you for advice or whatever the case may be. And, you know, there's that sense of obligation or committing to something, but also this desire for freedom, your space, your independence, you know, being sort of obligation free, which we are never obligation free, right? We always have some kind of obligation that we need to meet. So for some of you, you could just have this, like, this desire to break free from something, break free from some kind of something that feels like even like a burden, right? Maybe you've taken on too much. Maybe you've overcommitted. Maybe you've said yes to too many things, and now you feel burdened because you didn't say no. And so this month you could really be feeling like you need to free up some space. You need to, you know, spread your wings and fly a little bit and just take some time for yourself. And that's fine. And absolutely do that where you can do that, but you're going to have to find the balance. You're going to have to find the center of that, right? And not completely give up your obligations, but also honor that desire for independence, freedom, et cetera, exploration, et cetera, because there likely is some area where you feel really restricted this month, or, like, again, overly burdened. So how can you go about releasing that? Sort of, even if it's through, like, delegation, maybe you've taken too much at work, too much responsibility. Where is it that you can delegate to others so that you can release some of that burden so that it's not weighing you down? I would also say that this is going to be a month where you need to sort of manage your expectations, especially with other people, right? So if there's, you know, if there's something, let's say that you are delegating something to other people, you know, with four energy, it can be very difficult to do that because a lot of times fours feel it's my way or the highway. I know how to do this. I see the solution. I know how to do it. So let me do it, so I know it's done right. And this is going to be a month that's going to challenge you on that, where that's going to say you're overly burdened. You need to release some of that burden. You need to delegate, but you also have to, you know, manage your expectations, understand that there's different ways of doing things and that your way is not always the right way. As long as it comes to the same solution, same outcome, allow people to do things their own way. And then, you know, look at the results afterwards. And I think you'll find that it's the same result, but maybe they did it in a way that was smarter, not harder. So you never know. You can always learn something. But I would say manage your expectations this month when it comes to any area of your life. Where is it that you're putting too many expectations on self or others that others or yourself cannot reach, cannot meet? Because that's gonna generate some kind of resentment, some kind of frustration. And so you want to release these energies that are burdening you this month. Find your laughter. Find those moments of freedom that you can release. You can feel like you are being released from that bondage. It's interesting because with fly energy, the first thing that came to mind, and this is very four energy at times, is when, if you've ever seen a fly who is like caught, you know, in the window, right? And you open the window to give it space to get out, to be free. But the fly seems to do everything to avoid that open space of freedom, right? It's fighting the glass. But here's this big open space, but it just can't get to it, or it's in its blind sight type thing. And so it's got its blinders on, so it can only see what's right in front of it. And so again, it's working harder, not smarter. That freedom is right there, but it continues to work in that one spot to try to get free. So it's kind of like that this month for us fours, where it's like we really need to take a closer look at where it is that we can work smarter, not harder. Where it is that, you know, freedom is right around the corner, where we can spread our wings and we can feel less restricted. But we're not seeing it because we're too stubborn, or we're too, you know, set in our ways type of thing. So just be, you know, find your levity, laugh a little bit more, be a little bit open to other people's suggestions. And again, any way that you can find to delegate, work harder, not smarter, or smarter, not harder, then try to do that this month. And I think you'll feel much freer, much lighter, which will open up your creativity and just open the floodgates for feeling much better in your environment, wherever that is. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, fours. Bye for now.